Hey guys, Kayla here, co-host of Bad Bitches. If you want to learn about bad bitches from all over the world, from all throughout time, then you found your bitches. So make sure that you subscribe to our channel and email us your bad bitches stories. Like, was your mom a bad bitch? Was your grandma a bad bitch? Great grandma? Whatever. But most importantly, make sure you tell your friends all about us and go find us on social media. Thank you.
Welcome.
Oh.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey,
big Jen's up in
up,
her.
Up, motherfuckers. You hissed. That's not normal.
Does it sound horrible? I kind of like it, though. Yo, what's up? It's the big Jans, motherfucker.
I feel like the energy of a hiss is like more like stay away. That's not what we're going for.
Or speak for yourself.
It's not what we're going for.
No,
right?
It's not what you're going for, huh? You fucking Irish leprechaun bitch. What makes a bad bitch? That's, you do that. I am not good at introducting myself. If you start, I can possibly follow.
Okay.
Do it.
All right, that's fine with me. So, we'll just tell you fuckers why you're here today, and that's because you want to listen to stories about bad bitches.
Yeah.
So, people are like, what is a bad bitch? And you're, okay, so a bad bitch to me is somebody who doesn't fit into the mold that women are supposed to fit into. What am I trying to say?
Jens doesn't know.
No, basically, women who are like us, who are just fucking bad women.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like it.
Say if you're going to disagree with me right now, nah. Like everybody in the whole world,
I mean, what are
you better
talking
shut
about?
Your whore mouth.
Machine gun.
Are you ever going to get over that I said that?
It's fucking funny. Probably not.
Sorry.
Well, oh, here I am. Like, why? Nobody's antsy in here. What the fuck? Can you imagine if I was still all drugged
up?
We
totally don't do drugs.
God damn, I know.
Ow, that hurt. I clawed
myself.
We
have like a sharp nail. You have a Sharpie nail.
I do.
Well, okay. So bad bitches is just about women who don't fit the mold. What you'd think most women are.
I have to put my head in your crotch right now.
Please. Oh my God, that feels so good. Yeah.
I dropped it. Okay, I've got it.
I'm telling you. Yeah. So there's that. God,
yeah.
We fucking terrible at this shit.
All right, before we go any further, if you have never listened to this show before, you should just know that for the rest of this time, you're going to hear two women talking about shit that we want to fucking talk about. And if you don't like that, then you need to get to steppin'.
Yeah.
Do you remember that saying?
Get
I feel so cool. Yeah.
That was so hard.
It was like so high school. Like, you better get to steppin', bro.
You or me high school. I think it was you high school.
Different. That was me high school for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it was you.
Was that you, like, drunk at the bar, like, get to steppin'?
I've never said that before, ever.
Oh, okay.
Just because I'm not hard or cool like that. But I like the saying. It's neat, you know, but I don't think it's for the big gents.
Yeah.
I don't think it's for me. If I did it, it would just...
Pick rocks?
Nope. That's like my mother's high school time, I think.
Really?
No, I don't know. A little before me. My time was just like, what happened when I was in high school?
What is touching me in the head here?
I don't know. I can't see.
Okay. I might have a tick. Yeah. I'm not even kidding. Ew!
Do you want me to, like, monkey your face? You want me to, like, pick through your hair like a manky?
Anyways, I was underneath a pine tree today that I always get ticks from.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Do you want me to
the pine needles ain't going to rake themselves.
No, they're not. Your head feels soft.
It's really sweaty.
Oh.
I lubricate with sweat.
Eh!
Or moisturize.
Yum, yum. Oh my God, I want to lick it. Ricky Boy was licking my face when I got home.
Aww.
He gave me an eye kiss, and then it proceeded to go up my forehead.
Aww.
And then I realized that there was shit smeared on the side of the litter box, one of them had a dingleberry and must have desperately wanted to get it off. So there's a chunk of shit on the top of it, and then it's... I did not clean it up yet.
Oh,
actually,
good.
I just did.
And they did. You're fucking the worst person I ever met in my life.
Is fucking with her. I have shit fingers.
Her fingers need to stay away from my mouth at all times.
Ugh.
Keep your fingers in your asshole where they belong.
I do. Normally, they're there right now. And pull them out. Put them by your face. Okay. So, we're not doing good with this.
No.
Right, Ginge? Sorry.
No.
No, we're not.
You guys are fine.
Dude, okay. So, here's my proposal to you today.
Mm-hmm.
So, these people have had to wait for the second half of this story for a while now.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel bad. I think we should jump into it. Finish this shit off like a boss. I have a lot still to go through. And then we can have our fun afterwards.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. After last time, I really think that's a great idea.
We can actually accomplish something today. And you guys can stick around if you want to fucking hear us talk about
sex and drugs and rock and roll.
Yeah. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. I think that's... It's definitely going to be in there.
Can count on
somewhere
almost two of those things being brought up in every conversation I've ever had.
At least one of those
things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to get crazy later.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wait and try to push the story out a little bit as we got a little too crazy last time when we tried to start telling it, you know?
We're going to do things my favorite way, and that is take care of business first, party later. So let's fucking get to getting.
Let's do it.
We're getting back to part two, Lizzie Halliday's second half of her awful fucking life.
Yeah.
And go.
Okay. I should say go.
Okay.
You're reading, so I say go.
And
go.
Well, why would you say and?
I don't know.
Oh my God. You're horrible at this.
Yeah. Just read the fucker.
All right. So just a small recap. Mary's dead. She just like marries and marries and blah, blah. Mary's Paul Halliday. He's missing right now. And the police have showed up to her house with a search warrant because of the neighbors and Paul's son. And they can see through the window of the door. They can see her cleaning up blood off of the floor.
Yikes.
So they knock and she... freaks the fuck out. She has a board in her hand and she's like threatening to crack their skulls open. She threatens to eat their hearts out.
Oh.
And she says they're not allowed to come in her home. She will not allow it. That's where we left off.
Wow. Oh. Yeah, that's...
And they calmed her down and she had agreed to take Paul's son to the nearby town where Paul was doing masonry work.
Fucking bullshit.
So, obvious, yeah. Good timing. I was just silent for like two whole minutes.
I know. Shit. I wanted it out quicker. It just wouldn't happen. Okay.
Anyways, yeah. So, obviously, Lizzie took the son and the police entered the home. And they found a bloody rope and a bloody carpet. Not looking too good.
No.
For Paul.
Oh.
So that's all they found in the house. They went out to one of the barns and they noticed that there's a giant pile of hay in the corner of the barn. Nothing says inconspicuous
nothing
like a giant pile of hay. Yeah. Just a giant pile of hay not covering anything. So, obviously, they uncover the bodies of Margaret and Sarah McQuillan.
Oh, no.
They're dead.
Dead. That's a bummer, too. They're probably young and hot. I mean, one was only, like, 19, right?
Sarah was only 19.
So fucking sad. And she was trying to be lazy and didn't want to do anything anyway. So, Mom was like, dead. Little girl's like, ugh, fine. I'll go look for Mama. Dead.
I know. She's just trying to be a good girl and help her mom.
Yeah.
They had multiple gunshots to the head and the chest. Their hands and legs were tied with rope. When they got Lizzie back, they obviously questioned her. And she came completely unhinged, like the last time when she was sent to the mental institution. She was ripping her hair out, screaming, acting like a total crazy person.
Wow. Fucking Lizzie.
She started ripping all of her clothes off. And then when they questioned her, her answers didn't make any sense. She was just like not even being cooperative at all. They held her as a witness, not a murderer.
Why? 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 Because back then a woman couldn't have done those things? Is that what, you know, that just sounds crazy to me.
I know. I'm not really sure. But a lot of people thought she was like faking it. They thought she wasn't really actually crazy.
Okay.
Well, police, they continued to search the home and they found a gun and Paul Halliday.
Oh. Where'd they find him?
He was underneath the floorboards in the kitchen.
Oh. Gee, what was wrong with him?
They said that he was hit so hard in the head with something that his eyeball was popped out of his head.
Jesus. This bitch. Man, she's a mean one.
Finished off with gunshot wounds to the chest.
Oh.
Tied up the same way that Sarah and Margaret were.
Man.
When they questioned Lizzie, she had tons of stories for and explanations. She was like, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
She said they were all alive last time she saw them.
Sure.
She said that they were all sitting around one day and boom, somebody came out of nowhere and chloroformed her.
Yeah, right.
And then she woke up alone.
Okay.
And then she changed her story again. She changed her story to say that she came home one day and saw there was other people in the house. And through the window, she watched a gang kill all of them.
You stick to your story, bitch.
She started, like, picking at her body, picking, like scabs into her body and saying that she was infested with potato bugs.
No. She on fucking meth or some shit?
Yeah, meth of the 1800s.
Yeah, a couple years back. He still had some good shit.
When she got transferred to Monticello, she drew a crowd of people wanting to see her, to see what she looked like.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The press was hot. So Lizzie loved the attention.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When she got there and she saw all the onlookers, she started screaming and wailing and putting on the show for them.
Really?
She ate it up. And then when she got in and they had her like alone and like locked up and shit, she did nothing. She just stared off into space like she was totally like catatonic.
So which one is the real Lizzie? You know what I mean? The catatonic stage that doesn't say anything, or is it the one who eats it up in front of people and like, ooh, I'm nuts.
Okay, so the press, the New York Times, to be specific, which is a very, like, reputable, you know, news place. So this was their headlines. These are real news headlines from this day.
Okay.
Mrs. Halliday is not insane. The next week, the headline said, Mrs. Halliday is insane.
Jesus.
Wow, everybody was fucking confused. Yeah. Nobody knew if she was faking it or not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Everybody knew she killed them. Everybody's like, okay, that's not really disputable. But did she do it because she's insane? Or is she just a cold-blooded killer who's really good at faking it?
Yeah. What do you think? Or should we talk about that later?
I guess I'll tell the story and then I'll say why I feel the way I do, because it's important.
Okay. Yeah,
the way it ends is way more
unfortunate.
Awful, yes. Yeah. Than even what we're talking about. Well, this is pretty fucking awful. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, whatever. We'll move on. You'll see.
All right.
there was a journalist. She was a woman journalist and she was pretty famous at this time. She had went to, I think, like a woman's insane asylum, and she did like this big story on their mistreatments. And there was like a baby buying trade that, like, some underground with, like, the police, and she, like, cracked the case.
Are you talking, like, black market babies?
Yeah, I think. I mean, I haven't had the chance to look into it. Maybe. I think her name is, let me look at it quick. Her name is Nellie Bly. And I think maybe she might be a candidate for a bad bitch episode.
All right.
I'm thinking we should delve more into this topic. But yeah, I think what happened was, like, women were probably getting pregnant maybe somehow in the insane asylum. And then they would sell their babies in, like, an underground baby ring.
That, everything you just said is pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
So the women were being raped, first of all.
I probably think so. Or they were, like, coming there pregnant or something, and they were, like, taking their babies
because
they're insane and can't be a mother, supposedly.
Right. I'm sure some of them still did not want their babies to be taken away, though, either. So it's like, fuck you.
So she wanted herself to interview Lizzie to see what she thought. Mm-hmm. Like, one-on-one interview. Do I think this bitch is crazy or not?
Yeah.
She got to her prison cell, and she noted right away that Lizzie had multiple pictures of women in lingerie.
Interesting.
All over her cell.
She likes ladies, huh?
She had a tin can that she had filled with flowers, and when Bly was asking her about her victims, she maintained her innocence.
What'd she just do?
I just tried to itch my eye with a flashlight in my hand. I just blinded the fuck out of myself.
It was really entertaining to watch, though.
Yeah. I'm, like, really smart.
Okay. Yo, duh. I know it.
Okay, so edit that, please,
out. Oh, I liked it. Yes, edit.
So the reporter lady, Bly, she was getting really fucking annoyed with Lizzie wasting her time.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, enough with these fucking lies. I want a confession out of you. She says, I believe you and you alone killed your husband.
Oh.
And the McQuillan women.
Mm.
And you buried them. And I don't believe that for one second you were ever insane.
Ooh.
I think you are the shrewdest, most wonderful woman, criminal.
Wow.
And all Lizzie did when responding was smile. That's it, period.
Wow.
All she did was smile.
Mm-hmm. Crudest, most wonderful woman, though? Isn't that...
The shrewdest and most wonderful woman criminal.
Okay. I feel like I might agree with this Nellie lady. Mm-hmm. So far.
So, yeah, all Lizzie did was smile. So then Bly asked again. She's like, I'll ask you one more time. Do you confess for what you did? To which she replied, maybe some other time. My head doesn't feel so well.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So when Bly was leaving, because she's like, fuck this bitch, I'm out of here.
Right.
When she got to the doorway, she decided to ask Lizzie one last question before she was on her way. She said, do you feel bad for what you did? To which Lizzie replied, someday God will send you back to me.
What? Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Holy shit. What do you do? What do you say to that?
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up. Nellie Bly said that her response sent chills through her body.
I bet it did. Holy fuck.
Okay. While she was awaiting trial, she started bugging the fuck out. She was being extra crazy, like, even more so. She was starving herself.
Oh, now that doesn't work for me. Couldn't do that.
She attacked the sheriff's wife.
Mm-mm.
She made a shiv and was trying to stab people.
Yeah. All right.
She tried to set her own cell on fire.
And, you know,
I didn't make any of this up.
I didn't think you would. I didn't think you did.
No, I could never even make that up. That's fucking crazy shit.
So she was willing to die for... She set her own cell on fire. Who does that?
I know. I don't think she wanted to die.
How do you do that anyway?
I think it was attention. It's like, look how crazy I am.
How do you set your cell on fire with what?
I don't know, it's the 1800s. Maybe they give them alcohol. They're like, shut the fuck up and drink this moonshine and
be quieter tonight. Yeah, I don't know. I never thought about that. Okay.
I mean, I have no idea, but yum yum. That's good.
That was really uncalled for.
Hey,
yum yum.
Fuck your face.
I wish.
Okay. None of her other shenanigans could get her out of jail and put into a mental asylum, which is where she wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
So she made a fucking old-fashioned noose and hung herself from her door, from the cell door.
Wow.
The sheriff just so happened to be walking by, cut her down, but she was like within inches of death.
Wow.
She was like purple. She was out cold. They thought she was dead.
That was so fucking loud.
Oh my God.
That was amazing.
Yum yum.
Oh, now you can say yum yum. That was a really good one, yeah. You redeemed your yum yum.
Did you see how I did it away from you?
I don't know what you're talking about. I still smell it, though. I didn't feel it, but I smell it.
Does it smell like greasy donuts?
No. Why do you say that last time I did that? No, but you know what I did the other day? I bought a 12-pack of donuts. It was like this huge... Just huge, just
That's
box of donuts.
Naughty.
It was so fucking stupid. We've eaten four total.
Oh my God.
Someone had to toss them all up, but they were $5. And it was a
chocolate. That's a lot.
For 12 donuts?
Oh.
Uh-uh.
Why would you ever buy 12 donuts?
Because they look good.
Now you wasted money. Throw them away. You should give them to your brother.
Okay.
I don't want them in my house.
Why? You'll eat them.
Then I'll eat them.
Well,
probably.
And there was actually one of those. It was like supposed to be like a sugar donut thing, but it had chocolate frosting on it and jelly filling.
Gross.
Have you ever seen anything like that? I know. I chomped into it. I'm like, not yum yum. It's the opposite of yum yum.
That sounds disgusting.
It was really gross. Yeah.
I'm not really a big donut fan.
Mm.
Your bro is like about the donuts. Holy shit.
I love donuts too.
Did you guys eat them a lot as kids or something?
Yeah.
See, I never had a donut until I was like an adult.
Why? How is that possible?
I don't know. We were like ice cream family.
Oh, no, no.
We always had ice cream for dessert.
No shit. We never had dessert, but we used to eat breakfast and it would be donuts.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like a breakfast thing for us.
I think.
Weird, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe you just had like a rich family.
I don't think so.
We had to have eggs because we had chickens, so...
Oh, no, we didn't have
eggs, eggs, eggs all the time.
No.
Tons of eggs.
That's a much healthier way to start things off. All right, let's do this, bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's do this, you fucker. Okay, so the sheriff saved her. She was blue and purple.
Yeah, she was blue and purple. She was fucking dead. Fucking David Carradine.
David Carradine dead?
David Carradine. She David Carradine herself. Wow, that's gotta go. Is
Why?
It too soon for
no,
that?
No, he's been dead for like 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
But his was sexual, so that's
I know,
weird.
He was like getting off on doing something like that, and he's like, oh,
he's like
man,
a totally innocent person.
I actually died instead of getting my erection on.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Maybe if he wasn't... That's a little freaky, though.
That's dangerous.
So, like, that's what gets you off, being like inches away from death? I don't...
Yeah.
I don't feel the same way.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
No.
I like my brain to have oxygen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me, you know?
It's weird, but I like that too. Yeah.
Okay. So the hanging too, like, made her eyeballs, like, bulge out of her head.
Oh, nah.
Yeah.
No.
Like, she wasn't ugly enough already.
Jesus. Yeah, right?
Then very next week, I guess they still wouldn't put her in an asylum. The very next week, she smashed out her window in her cell and cut her wrists and her throat with the glass.
Oh, my God. No. I feel like there's a lot of prisons and jails and things now that have things different because of this broad. I mean...
Probably.
I don't know, but wow.
So a poor sheriff fucking finds her in her bed covered in blood, cuts all over her. And when he's like, what the fuck are you doing? She says, I just wanted to cut myself to see if I would bleed.
Oh, why does she think she'd be any different than anybody else?
Why didn't you just ask someone? They could have told you.
Yeah.
You'll bleed.
You're definitely gonna still bleed, bitch. Yeah.
PSA for the whole world to know, if you cut yourself,
you will bleed.
You'll bleed.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like we taught a lot of people something new with that. No,
come to us
not.
For your we're your fountain of knowledge.
Oh fuck yeah! I've always been called a fountain of something.
Guess what? Pizza's good,
and work sucks. Jesus!
After everything that she fucking did, they finally decided to chain her to a metal circle in the middle of her room.
Oh, all right.
What a life to live.
Yeah.
Do you still think she's faking it?
I do.
Hmm.
I do, but I do recall when I'd heard this story before, I literally could not figure it out by the end. So
yeah.
I still think faking it for right now, but I'm pretty sure you're going to tell me something that'll change my mind in a minute.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's hard to tell because, like... Don't you, to a certain extent, have to be kind of crazy to act that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like...
Yeah.
How do you... What's crazy enough?
You would think so, but she really seems like the type that commits. And if she has the mindset on, I want to go to an insane asylum, I think she would do whatever she could to get there instead of ending up at jail, in jail, prison.
Maybe that is where she belongs. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
dude,
I do know, but...
You do?
You gotta get there first.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing, too. So, they're saying that, like, when she hung herself from the doorway,
yeah.
It's like, okay, it just so happens that you decided to hang yourself. Nice.
Thank you.
That you decided to hang yourself from the doorway where people will see you there.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff just happened to be walking by.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have glass, you cut your arms and your neck. Like, why didn't you just slit your wrists?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Really get the job done. If you were trying to kill yourself, she could have easily killed
herself. But then she did say, too, like, I just wanted to see if I would bleed. So maybe she wasn't, like, you know. I don't know.
You can...
She hung herself,
dude,
so... I don't know.
And her fucking eyes bulged out. I mean, come on. That's commitment.
That's commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Why couldn't she have, like, chose a better career path?
Mm-hmm.
Some people thought that Lizzie wanted to die just because she was pretty much going to get fucked once her trial started.
Mm-hmm.
Her trial was scheduled for sometime around Christmas time, and they actually rescheduled it, and no one even told her.
What? Wow. Well, that's not very nice, but she's a bitch, so it's like, you know what? All right.
Yeah, so she just had no idea what was going on. I mean, doesn't she have a lawyer?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe?
You'd think so.
I don't know. Anyways, fast forward to June 18th.
All right.
And her trial begins. Her presence drew, like, a huge crowd. It was standing only room, like, in the courthouse.
Wow.
People were lined up all the way out to the street. So, obviously... The evidence was pretty much against her in every single way.
No.
No,
so, I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
She watched it all from a window.
Yeah.
And then never told anybody.
Yeah, it was a gang.
So her lawyer decided to go with a not guilty plea by way of insanity.
Mm-hmm.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puff.
Right on. I think that's probably the way to do things. I mean, when it's that incriminating, like, what else can you do? She's crazy.
There was tons of witnesses against Lizzie. Nobody fucking liked her. And Papa McQuillan was there to identify her as, you know, the crazy cunt that stole his family from him. And he confirmed that the rings that Lizzie was wearing... Was wearing? Yeah. The rings that Lizzie wore when she was arrested belonged to Sarah.
Oh, dirty bitch.
During his testimony, Lizzie scratched the end of her nose off.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? Ow.
Shoot, like, you've done crack. Oh, wait, no, you haven't.
Yeah, no, I have. No, oh. Yeah, yeah.
Not that she's on crack, but
not now.
Her brain is the only defense that her lawyer had for her was that she was a dirty, unkept person, and that's why there was blood everywhere, because she didn't do the womanly things that she needed to take care of that, and that it wasn't of the heart's blood.
Mm. It was menstrual blood,
yes.
Is what he's saying, because she was a disgusting lady who didn't plug herself up, or, well, I don't think she could have back then, but she didn't use any sort of feminine hygiene products, which is beyond comprehension. What's this puddle of blood? Oh, that's me. I mean, do you make sure you sit in the same spot all the time? There had to have been blood spots everywhere. This is the part of the story that really got me. I remember when you told me this. I've never heard of a person doing this before. So, to me, unless you're like in a third world country or some shit, and you don't, it's, I don't know. Anyway, it's crazy.
Here we go. Again on my own.
I love it.
White snake, eat my box.
Eh.
Oh, wait. Is that white snake?
I don't know.
Oh.
Is it white snake? I think so.
Is it white snake?
Is it like scorpion or some shit?
Ugh.
Mm-mm.
I don't care right now. We got shit to do. We'll do that in the after party.
Yeah.
We'll do songs in the after party.
All right. You started the fucking song, asshole.
Gets me every time I say, here I go.
I know. I want to sing it, too. I did. I joined right in, but somehow it's still your fault.
Per usual.
Yeah.
They played on this image of Lizzie being some feral, unkept, dirty woman who couldn't even, you know, clean up after herself.
Mm-hmm. She couldn't have been that disgusting. She's been married like 4 times, right? Like, come
on. She was married like 7
times.
That
doesn't add up. Like, how are you that gross?
There was a physician that had tried to analyze her, and he testified against her at her trial. He went to interview her, and she attacked him with a toilet seat.
Oh, toilet seat, eh? Yeah, yikes.
Saying that she was going to crack his skull open.
And she probably would have, too. Nice.
He asked her how old she was, and she said 19 skunks.
That's really old.
There was another doctor who said he thought she was shamming and that she was really overdoing it. Her lawyer's last ditch effort was to claim that she was insane because of the randomness of the McQuillan ladies being murdered. That there was like no, thought out motive behind it. It was just like driven by her craziness.
Okay.
In the closing statements, the prosecution said that she is not insane and she lived a very functional life in society. She was polite, but she had no friends, and she deserved no friends, just as a cat does.
Oh, I like cats. I'm offended. Not.
The jury deliberated.
Nailed it.
The jury did that shit and came back with a guilty verdict. Guilty in the first degree.
Mm.
Or guilty of murder in the first degree.
Yowza.
There was an overwhelming amount of people in the community that felt like that was way too harsh of a punishment.
Fuck off. What?
Because she's a woman.
Oh my God. Sit and spin, you fucking crazy bitch. Not crazy. I mean, you kill an asshole.
Nobody
bitch.
Knew of a woman serial killer before.
Right, but yeah, crazy.
Women weren't strong enough to be murderers.
Sure.
Let alone, like, drag these bodies around, you know? How could she have done that by herself?
Well, did the gang outside her window help? Is that Is that what happened?
No.
That's gotta be it, right?
No, she's alone.
Yeah.
She's just strong. Women are fucking strong. Mm-hmm. I could carry dead bodies all over the place.
Dead bodies. Dead
Look
bodies
at me. Everywhere. I'm like a midget.
You are short. We're short. We are short.
I'm like 5 feet tall. And I could totally drag a dead body from like point A to point B.
How far?
If I had my eggs for breakfast.
Or a donut. How far is A and B apart? Question. Just...
I could drag a dead body for like a quarter mile if I had to, depending.
Fuck
if
you.
It was like the same size as me.
Fuck you.
If
shut
it was
up.
Bigger than that. Are you kidding? I work out a lot.
Dead weight. I know, but dead weight's so different though.
It is. Yeah, but when Yikes. You're dragging it, you're not like carrying it.
Okay, that's true.
You
I keep
use
thinking
a lot of legs.
I'm picturing like carrying a dead body.
No.
Okay.
Oh my God, I don't think I could even carry a dead body like through my house.
I have a question for you.
I could drag one though.
What? Do you think I could drag a dead body? Any dead body?
I don't think you can drag a sack of potatoes anywhere. So I have to unload the onions when they come into work.
Fuck you.
And that's only like a 50-pound sack.
I know. But I know. I don't think it's that so much. It's because I'm cold when I'm in the cooler for that long. That's
yeah,
more
but
of what
you know
is.
What? It takes you however long to unload the onions. Mm-hmm. It takes me about 5 seconds.
I know. I don't know how you do that.
Because I lift the bag up, put it in
nope.
there.
Nope.
See, yeah, you have to like lift it up and in there.
No, I can't lift it up. Janet won't even do that. She's like, oh, no. Oh, no, no.
My laziness knows no bounds. I'm not going to be in there any longer than I need to be. Mm. Get shit done. That's what we're doing right now. So we're going to shut the fuck
okay.
up and we're going to get back to this shit.
I like
Business
it.
First.
Yeah, let's talk
Pleasure.
About onions.
Pleasure. Later. Why are you rubbing your nipples?
I'm sorry. I don't know because I see Ginge over there and I just got worked up. I love you. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And then I'm like, back to business. Let's talk about onions.
What? Yeah.
Let's talk about this.
No, I brought up onions.
I know, but I wanted to keep going about it.
So the public came together and they petitioned the court to ask for the governor to overturn her conviction.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Roswell Pettibone Flower.
Pettibone? Well, I like that.
Roswell Pettibone Flower.
What a name on him.
That is like...
Something scared me. Ginger, you're right. She's good. She's fine.
Oh, it's okay.
Don't worry about it. That was the softest little sorry I've ever heard. Sorry. So cute.
The governor, to appease his constituents, said that he would hire a team of doctors to assess Lizzie to find out if she's actually insane or not.
Okay.
I think that's fair. Pretty fair, yeah.
I do, yeah, I agree.
So they observed her through July, this team of doctors did. They noted that she often had an erratic heartbeat.
Oh.
She was extremely emaciated.
So skinny.
She was showing signs of diabetes, and she had suffered from extreme menstrual flow.
What?
Yep.
No.
Yup.
No.
I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Man. Is that not fucked up and crazy?
Mm-hmm.
These
mm-hmm.
are real diagnoses. Mm-hmm. Diagnoses.
The first one was better.
Okay.
Diagnoses. So she really had some fucked up shit wrong with her.
Yeah, her whole body was numb. They would prick her with needles just to check. And she wouldn't move. She just had a constant drool coming out of her mouth.
Come on now. She was not always like this though, right? This is just what...
This is what these doctors observed.
So was she drooling mm-hmm. always, all the time, you think?
It doesn't before that? Say that okay. before.
Okay.
But they said that a fly would land on her face and she wouldn't even move to swat it away.
All right. Wow.
There was another suspicion at this time, and that was that she was also Jack the Ripper.
I love it.
From, oh, where the f- was that?
Wasn't that London?
I was just going to say it was at London, so it's got to be London if we both said that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the time frame, she would have been there at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was actually really high up on the suspect list for those murders.
Because she's a woman, they're like, no.
Exactly.
No, they ruled her out right away.
How dumb would we look if Jack the Ripper ended up being a woman?
Oh, God. How emasculating.
We called it Jack already, so we can't really look into women at this point.
Exactly. Jackie the Ripper. Jacqueline the Ripper.
It could be Jacqueline the Ripper. So, Roswell Pettibone Flowers.
Yeah, I love it.
Doctors said that they felt that Lizzie was actually a very intelligent person, but she lacked impulse control.
Oh.
Which I agree with that.
Oh, yeah. Something's not right. Yeah.
So this meant that her violent outbursts were actually out of her control.
Really?
Deeming her
insane.
An insane person.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. All right.
Bitch ass got lucky. And yeah. They sent her to a mental asylum.
Insylum?
Insylum? It's a new name for it. I like it.
But this is not the end of the story.
Mm-mm. You would think it would be.
You would think it would be case closed, but... Right. This is just when we're getting started. Actually, she lives a whole nother life in this insane asylum.
Which is the real crazy part happens now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Now it's getting real.
It is broad, man.
So she was sentenced to live in this hospital for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that sounds so bad after the shit she did.
I'd say.
Right? I mean...
So she first gets there. She starts acting crazy still. You know, she's being a psycho. She's attempting suicide multiple times over and over again. And just being a cunt,
pretty much. You dropped the C word. I love it.
I did that twice.
I love it. I'm not offended by that fucking word whatsoever. It's just a word.
I drop it and you pick it up.
I'd love to pick up your cunt.
Oh!
I didn't even mean to go that dirty.
It's the chairs. It's
it okay. is. Jesus. Man, imagine if we had these in the closet.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Yeah, that would have been bad news.
Yep. Okay, so... La, 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 where am I? Hello.
Hello.
The superintendent of the hospital sits her ass down a few months later, and he's like, listen, bitch, if you and I are going to fucking get along, we're going to be in this... hospital together, you need to calm your fucking shit down. You're going to be here for the rest of your life. If you want to have a good rest of your life, you need to do what we say.
Right.
So she's like, okay, cool. Little Miss Angel pops out.
No.
Yup.
No shit.
Okay. I'm not even kidding. So she is a model patient. She was even allowed to do sewing. She was allowed into the sewing room. She was allowed to roam the hospital freely.
That does not sound like a good idea. Mm-hmm. Wow.
In 1895, she was still a celebrity for her crimes.
Mm-hmm.
So a journalist came to the hospital and interviewed her and concluded that Lizzie had lost the crazed look in her eyes.
Oh.
And then just days after, she had a friend named Shannon, who was also a patient there. Just days after that article came out, she fucking followed one of the attendants into a bathroom, snuck up behind her, and her and Shannon pulled her down to the ground, and Shannon sat on her while Lizzie ripped her hair out of her head and punched her repeatedly in the face.
Hmm. Okay.
Obviously, somebody heard and they came in and they stopped everything and they saved this nurse.
Thank God.
She had to stay in solitary for like a minute, but then they let her back out.
Like, here's your sewing needle, your fucking sewing machine. Have fun, honey.
She was let back out and promised to behave herself. At this time, she had gained 60 pounds.
Okay, so she's definitely not emaciated any longer.
No, and she's probably a lot stronger, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay, shit, I didn't even think about that part of it. That part of it.
Let's jump to 1897.
Okay.
for whatever reason, she had this weird obsession with false teeth.
Okay.
She begged and begged them to remove her real teeth, even though they didn't really think that it was necessary.
Mm-hmm. I know, adjustion time. Adjustion?
Mm-hmm. Well, Lizzie kept faking all of these toothaches all the time.
Oh.
In order to try and get her teeth ripped out and get dentures.
Mm-hmm.
There was a dentist from Fishkill Landing. This fucking dentist agrees to give her some new dick biters.
A dick biter. Dick. God, shut up. All Doesn't that cost a lot of money?
I don't
know.
About
some crazy bitch's teeth? Leave them out.
I'm
okay.
Not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crowds gathered when she was on her way to the dentist. They just wanted to see what she looked like.
Yeah.
When she got her new teeth, finally, she turned into, like, this new person. She was like, I'm hot. Look at me, bitches. I got this confidence. What's wrong with being, what's wrong with being confident? Uh-huh.
I couldn't join you on
that one. It's this pop filter. It makes me feel like I'm a pop star.
And these two.
And the headphones. I feel like I just want to be Britney Spears right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hit
I don't
me,
know.
Baby, one more time.
You're not whiny enough. You gotta get the that in there, I think, too.
So, she never cried one time at all during her entire jailing or anything like that. And she fucking cried when she got her new teeth from happiness.
Shit. Okay. All right. Cool. All right.
We're gonna fast forward to 1906.
Okay. Whoa.
She's in her mid-40s. She makes a BFF. BFF. And it's one of the nurses that works there.
Oh, how random. That doesn't seem like a great idea. But she's been good for a while now, right? So it's like, it's cool.
Yeah, they're like, she's a model citizen.
Close to it. Yeah. Girl next door.
Her name was Nellie Wicks.
Nellie, another Nellie.
And she was fucking rad. She was like kicking life's ass. She was like, I'm fucking only 24 years old and I'm the lead attendant here at this fucking cuckoo house and I'm making money, making stacks, and I'm loving life, kicking ass.
Good for Nels, man. Mm-hmm. I love her.
Nellie was the only person that could calm Lizzie down if Lizzie was, like, having a fucking freak out session.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loved Nellie. And then all of a sudden, Nellie was like, guess what? I'm going to keep this high on the up and up. And I think I might go back to school and be a real nurse.
Oh, boy.
And not work with, like, all these psycho nut jobs anymore. Mm-mm. I want to go where the real career is at. She didn't say that stuff, but she's like, I'm going to go better myself.
I understood what you meant.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I have my sweetheart?
Are you going to put it in your mouth?
No.
Liar! The way you grabbed that, no. I can tell you're lying. Yeah. You just put it in your mouth, bitch. You.
Every week I do that every time. Fucking
you're
chill out.
Lying. Stop it. I told you I'm going to flash you.
Oh.
I told you I would do that.
It's like you spanked me. The viewers are probably like, boot douche. They hear this noise, and I'm like, ow.
I visually spanked you.
You probably think you, I'm stoned. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck me. Okay. All right. I got my sweetheart.
You're good.
I'm concentrating. Let's do it.
We're like so close to the end.
I know.
So. Lizzie didn't really like the fact that Nellie was leaving her. She didn't like that shit at all.
Oh, no.
She was, like, freaking the fuck out, and Nellie assured her, like, I'm still gonna come visit you, bitch. Like, we're fucking cool.
We're
friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Nellie knew Lizzie. She, like, people expressed concern to her, like, you really shouldn't be friends with her. She's a cunt. And Nellie's like, you shut your fucking mouth, because that's my friend. You know, she's like a really good friend.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And but, she's like, Lizzie would never hurt me, ever. I have nothing to worry about. She said they had a special bond.
Oh.
Her departure date neared, and Lizzie got more and more upset as the days passed by. One day, she was having a really bad day. She was really pissed, and she decided to follow Nellie into the bathroom.
No, 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 no.
Nellie didn't know that Lizzie was behind her, and Lizzie hit her in the head and knocked her down on the ground, stole her keys, and went over to the bathroom door and locked it.
Oh, Jesus. Mm-mm.
By the time they were able to break down the door to get in, it was too late.
No.
She had stole a pair of scissors from her sewing class, and she stabbed Nellie 200 times in the face and in the chest.
Oh, Jesus.
She died 20 minutes later.
Oh, Nellie.
Mm-hmm. She never got to be a nurse.
Disgust. Mm-hmm. Not disgust. I mean, I feel terrible for her. She's been dead for such a long time. She had her whole life ahead of her.
I know. The only thing that Nellie Wicks got that was positive at all from this was she won a medal after she passed away as the first woman ever in law enforcement to be killed on the job.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What a shitty medal to win. Uh-huh. I mean, no, it's not. It's cool, I guess, that anyone gets a medal. Yeah. Maybe she'll be remembered more because she has a medal or some shit, but... What? That's not one I'd like to get. No way.
So, yeah. When they asked Lizzie why she done it, she said because she was going to leave me.
Yikes.
Eventually, she did get asked if she was Jack the Ripper.
Yeah?
And she said, what do I look like, an elephant?
Okay.
Obviously, a man did those murders.
Mm-hmm.
A fuck you.
Right.
A fuck you.
A fuck you.
Those were like all women too, I'm pretty sure, that were murdered by Jack the Ripper or whatever. If you can drag other dead bodies, why couldn't you drag them when you're in London?
Mm-hmm.
I think she's just playing off the fact that they never thought it was a woman.
Right.
So she was like, you know, encouraging that thought. Like,
I understood where you were going with it.
Okay, I explain too much? Am I that stoned right now?
I think maybe you're getting to that level,
Mm-mm. All right. Mm-mm. So,
how?
This is why she was called the worst woman alive.
She sucked. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. She's great. Oh, man, I don't know. You continue on. I think you're almost done, right?
Yeah, yeah. She lived until 1918, the age of 58. She died from Bright's disease, which is a kidney disease.
Really? I did not see that coming.
No one came to claim her body, so she was buried in a numbered gravestone, doesn't even have her name on it. And she now lays in a graveyard of a mental asylum that has been abandoned for years and years and years in an unmarked grave.
Oh, man. I mean, I think everyone's grave should be marked. I really do.
I know. That's knew her fucking name.
That's so disrespect. I mean,
We should go whether you to that. Why are you touching me?
That was my sweetheart.
Ew! Ew, it's wet! You're so gross.
I'm sorry. Now it's on the ground. It's on the floor now.
We're fucking done.
Is that it?
That's totally it. Oh, that's all God. I have for you. Nothing more besides I'm going to drink this beer, motherfucker. I'm done.
Absolutely love that
Lizzie
story.
That's Lizzie Halliday, bitches. She did in 1918. It's 420, y'all.
God. I have other plans also. No, I don't, actually. I'm gonna.
Maybe after my shenanigans, I can join your shenanigans.
Oh, all right. Oh, I like that.
I'm going to take in some carrot juice.
It's all about the health.
Come on, bitch.
I mean, you guys got the story done. It's fuck off time.
We do.
It totally is fuck off time. Yep.
It is done. We should probably... Okay. What else do we need to do? and just we said our no, we didn't say goodbye. But it's the end of the fucking story. I like that one. That's my favorite. It still is. There's so many points to it that you don't see coming, and it's like, what?
It's like you think it's over,
but
you're
it's
like,
so not.
How does she even get worse? Like, she got worse.
I know. Okay, question.
Yeah.
Do you think she was crazy?
Oh.
Same to you, too.
I think she was smart enough to know that what she was doing was wrong. There's other things that I didn't quite say, but, like, she targeted young, beautiful women. That was her main target. Like, I think she killed the husbands because they were inconvenient to her.
Yeah.
But she wanted Sarah. She wanted that young nurse. She wanted that other young nurse. I mean, she had pictures of women in lingerie.
Was she a lesbian?
I think she was a lesbian.
And that's why she was married so many times, that she just lived her life being very unhappy.
Maybe,
and before
not
that,
lesbian, but like...
had tendencies or liked whatever she liked.
I think maybe she didn't. Envy thing is why she had the other women up to like increase that spiteful feeling. I don't know. I think she was whacked because as soon as she went into the insane asylum and they're like, hey, cool your shit down.
She listened.
Yeah.
And did it.
She was like, oh, I'm not crazy anymore. And
just have to scoot on up here.
Scoot?
Yep.
You're going to squat?
Scoot your caboose there.
Yeah. Stop it, Jens.
Oh, my God. Now we're like the Three Amigos.
Yee.
Oh, there's a podcast called The 2.5 Amigos. You guys should check that shit out.
Is
like
one
them.
A small child?
Can I be the half?
Yeah, I'm wondering who's the half. Can I be the half? Am I fidgeting too much?
No, I'm just looking at the way you're seating because I'm like really comfortable now that I put the hump
I
on the side.
I don't hate this once I, you know, I'm kind of sitting next. My body weight is on the mattress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys fuck on this thing?
Duh. Numerous times. And then we don't wash the sheets.
I don't. Whatever.
I mean, look at the jizz stains.
That's from you. That's your blanket. Oh, okay. I thought I said
I think I haven't used this blanket in years.
You know, what's
years.
Interesting is normally when we sit in here, my face is about 6 inches away from 6 inches away from the jizz you're speaking of, that you're talking about. So that's fun for
that's
me to know.
That's why I sat over here, too.
Lick it. You should lick it and see if it's really salty,
oh,
or is that your brand?
Oh, God.
It's disgusting.
I'll sniff it.
Yeah, sniff it.
Let's see what happens.
You probably can't smell anything. Oh, wait. There's a reaction.
It smells like vagina. Like my vagina.
I don't know why I'm so disgusted by that.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know why. I'm like,
your face has been right next to my snail trail this whole time. I'll take this side. From now on.
Yeah, you need that side.
Well, it's stapled to the ceiling. I'm not washing it now.
Oh, I understand that. Jesus. That smells like vagina. How long has it been since that's been dried out, too? Why does it still stink?
I can smell my own brand anywhere.
Ew! Can you smell your own brand? I don't know. I don't know if I could or not.
I could smell if it wasn't me.
Oh, well. Yeah. You brought blankets for this place that had shit on them. At least mine is just a clean vagina scent.
It wasn't even my shit, though, or from my lady business or any juices from me. It was
mouse
shit.
It was even worse. It wasn't even human. It could have had, like, parasites in it.
It probably did.
My vagina juice hasn't had parasites in, like, 10 years. So, 9, probably 8, I mean.
It's been almost 10 hours since they've been gone. Yeah. Okay, anyway. So you want to fuck your teacher? Gross.
Is that gross?
I have never found any sort of love with a teacher.
He was
I don't like this. To me, teachers, it was always so strange to see him outside of class.
Oh, really?
Or to even think that way about them. I'm like, he's a teacher. And I always hated school so much. I'm like, fuck these teacher people.
I didn't like school either.
Yeah.
No, I was a nerd lover. So there was like, you know, that one teacher you had a crush on because they were kind of young. Well,
and he was
they
cute.
They just knew so much and was so worldly.
Worldly?
I can't even hear myself. It sounds
funny. Do you want me to move it over a little bit?
No.
Okay. How old were you when you wanted to fuck your teacher?
is a very strong word. I think I was like a freshman in high school.
Oh.
You know?
Do you think, though, I mean, I appreciate what you're saying. I appreciate you.
Aww.
Do you know that people say that all the time now? I appreciate you.
I appreciate your vagina.
I don't know. I've never actually said it. Thank you. I appreciate yours. And yours. Look at, I'm fingering Ging right now. Not in the pussy, but just, I mean, I have my hands on you. I'm sorry. I'm awful sorry. I didn't even ask.
No,
I just went
deep. She gets for sitting so close to you.
I
trust
you. I know. I do. Yeah. You always let me touch you.
Yeah.
Inappropriately as well as regularly.
Yep. Always.
Yep. Oh, do you think that I am a little on the slow, dumb side a little bit recently? Because, not recently. I mean, always. Because I've never really been one for learning so much. You know?
I think you're really lazy.
I ain't got time for that book. Yeah. I'm so lazy.
I think your laziness hinders you. I would never call you dumb because you're so not dumb.
Oh my God, my tits. I pulled my tits.
Why are your tits out? What is happening here? Doesn't that hurt?
Not at all.
Do you have
so
a fucking
full.
Padded
like, you
bra?
Have nice big full titties.
I do. This is slightly padded.
Okay, but... so backstory.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Big Jens is wearing a bright yellow shirt today. Her and I had to go back to work, and we were raking, and these motherfuckers pull up, and they say we had to stop over and check out these traffic cones.
Talking about my titties. As a joke. I'm like, hey, yeah. They're not that big either, but I think they're bigger than they've ever been, of course.
Mm-hmm. They do look like traffic cones a little. They look cone-ish, not the size of a traffic cone.
It's the orange.
Yeah.
A jiggle. Mm-hmm. Okay, what kind of bra is that? It's like lace?
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit.
Let me see.
I forgot to tell Ron hello.
You hey, Ronald. Hey,
Ronald.
Ginger was supposed to tell you, what's up, sweet tits, and shake her titties at you from me, like
Ronald,
2 weeks ago.
This is a very special way to shake your titties, too.
Mm.
Yeah, and I forgot.
Oh, a titty shake, a titty
I'll
shake.
I'll see him tomorrow. Then,
okay, yeah, good. Okay, good thing,
when
good
are
thing.
You seeing him tomorrow?
With you.
Okay. I was like, I'm going to see Ron tomorrow. Okay. You do?
I'm sorry, I just wanted to be like, rail. What's wrong with me?
It's a pencil skirt.
I think it's the chairs, dude. It's the chairs and the pencil skirt together.
It's almost 5 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Is it time to call it?
We're going to have to get the F out of here.
Yeah, you have to make
sense. I don't like a good girl.
Fuck you. Fuck you and your good girl shit. That's what I say.
Shucks.
Yeah, shucks is right. My feet are cold. I know. I have such a headache, too. I don't know where it came from or why it's happening to me.
I don't know if we were like, hey, thanks for tuning into Bad Bitches.
I don't think we said that at all.
You know what? No. I think it's fine, though, because I have that introduction that I have on the loop or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kind of.
Well, this is Big Jens.
Hey, Big Jens, you bitch. Oh, I'm sorry. Hi. That was aggressive.
Gosh, she's being so aggressive towards me all day.
Shh.
What?
Ow!
My titties hurt.
You said
too.
I was being aggressive, so I was being aggressive to you. I'm sorry.
No, it's
fine.
I don't care.
Yeah,
really
I like that burp, though.
Was that a belch?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was.
Off to the side.
I didn't even touch
it. She tried to hide it, but I'm like, I'm picking up on that.
I'm picking up on your belch. No.
It's your mating call to me.
Oh.
I love it.
Guys, no.
Do the hump, de hump. Do the hump, de hump.
Are you going to help us sing or what there, Ginge?
Nah.
Okay. Why don't you ever sing with us?
Edit.
thank
oh,
you.
Your fingers are
you're
cold.
Clammy, too. What?
No,
you're clammy.
I'm drinking.
Yeah, sure. Something. Oh, what? My beer's gone. I have to leave.
Yeah.
My beer's gone.
We gotta we were saying goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. We were. Were we really gonna?
We
know?
Were trying.
Yeah.
We were trying to say goodbye.
So, we're bad bitches. 8008.
Let's read the first.
Bitches with a Z. And the, you know, thank you.
Leave us 5 stars, please.
Please
comment, review, Spotify, iTunes, just. You know, put it out there for us to look at and tell us what you think.
Thank you, Jims. That was great. That's
or
what
like,
I was trying to say, but I
or
couldn't
like
do it.
Says,
did you sit on the pussy? Oh, she did in the pencil skirt. I thought that felt good, honey.
Just his tail.
Ooh, that's the best part. No, I'm teasing.
It was hard. I'm very gentle when I sit.
Good girl. You need to be. Mm-hmm. You don't want to break a dick.
This big load coming down. You gotta take it slow.
No, I wasn't. No. Top. She is not a big girl. Stop it with that. No.
I like that.
That was amazing. Okay.
You hear that?
We're slapping our knees. Oh, no, we're not.
It's a knee slapper. Hardy har har har.
Oh, we were in the middle of endorsing ourselves.
Yeah, no, I wanted you to say thank you to the audience.
I did.
Oh, God, Ginger, why? I will.
Where
not
is
put
it? Okay. Is it in my pussy?
Thank you.
Oh, and thank you, audience, all you doctors and nurses out there for, you know, and lawyers for watching our show. Thank you. This is our brand or something. We have stickers, too.
That's all getting deleted.
Why?
Because this... Thank you. They can't watch our show, first of all.
Did I say watch it? Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
And
thank
we've
you
never
listening.
Talked about nurses listening. It was right. always doctors.
Yeah. Oh, but the doctors and lawyers.
Yeah, no.
The doctors
never
and lawyers.
About lawyers.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. We just want to say thank you to all you motherfuckers out there who are sticking with us.
And listening to a heinous bitch like Lizzie Halliday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I love the word heinous.
And getting
that's like my favorite.
Just as much sick, twisted enjoyment as we are about talking about weird, fucked up shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love talking about weird, fucked up shit.
Me too.
So bad, bitches. Here we are.
Any news?
My buttholes. That's great. Yes.
I'm so glad it's doing better.
Yeah.
It's past the itching phase. Mm-hmm. Long shot past that, right?
Oh, yeah. Way okay. past that. I'm totally back to normal shitting and everything. I'm good to go. Ready for...
A dick up in there.
Some ass eating.
Oh,
I'm just kidding, though.
Ass the eating.
Lick it.
Drink done, Kayla. Drink done. We out.
Yeah. So fucking go to our fucking social media shit. Bad bitches 8008.
With a Z.
Bitches with a Z. That's right. So tune in next week. We're going to have to end the season in a little bit just because we got a lot going on. We're going back to work now. We're going to try and pump out whatever the fuck we can to you, but just be patient. We're going to start up another season after our busy time is over. So we'll just take a couple months of a break and take that time to make more material for the shows and whatever, blah, blah. I don't want to fucking bore you, but yeah, get the fuck out of here and tell your friends about us and go look at our Instagram. We're... Okay, fine, bye.
I was waiting on that fine bye shit. All right, I'm Big Jens, and I'm fucking out of here, too. I gotta take a piss and change my tampon. I'm out of here. Fine bye.
Yeah, those tampons, they really,
I know.
They really are something else.
You guys, I don't feel good. My head is, like, wicked hurting right now.
It's because we're all out of drinks.
Is that it?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's not why, but yeah. I like...